A black substance.
Yeah, it's like chunks of black. What do you call that?
Oh, coal?
Uh-huh. Yep. And in your car, you would, if you took your car in to be serviced, you would ask them to check the
battery?
The liquid thing that makes the car, the engine run smoothly is... They use a dipstick to...
Oh. Let's see, the battery and the... Where you put the water in?
Well, there's another thing that you have to fill up every once in a while because it burns. It's not gasoline or water, but there's another substance in there
that
needs to be changed and replaced. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean. I can't think of the name of that, and I've just had it dumped.
Oh.
What is it?
What would you call it, oil?
Oh, oil. Anything that's simple.
See, that's what I think you were thinking of something else.
Yeah, I was.
Probably brake fluid or something.
Yeah. Something, yeah.
Yeah. Now, see, my clues aren't that good sometimes. A bed that you make on the floor. If somebody comes, like if a lot of people were coming to stay and like a lot of kids, maybe you'd make them a bed on the floor. And what would that bed be called?
I don't know that too. Use that. Can't think of that either. You're a person my age, their brain doesn't work in
your
words
brain's
very
working
well.
You're really
so
well.
Brave to come.
No, your brain is working just fine, believe me. Because not everybody has a word for this either.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
If you can't think of a name for something, that doesn't mean you can't, you know, your brain is bad. That just means that you don't have a lot of experience with that type of thing.
Pallet?
Yes, yes.
Fine, it came.
I've heard people say that, yes. What would you call a heavy bed cover?
Quilt.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a sugan? A sugan? I'd never heard of one either. That's evidently a very heavy, heavy bed cover.
Oh.
They use them up in Colorado where it gets very cold.
Oh, I'm really cold.
And I'd never heard of that before I started doing this. And nobody in El Paso has ever heard of one either, so you're not alone. What would you cover a pillow with?
Slip.
Okay. And if this light goes out, you have to change what?
Globes.
Mm-hmm. And you watch programs on...
Television?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you're cooking and you want to protect your clothes, you would wear what?
Apron.
Okay. And if it's cold outside, you want to put on your...
Coat.
Mm-hmm. And what's a cloth that you would use to blow your nose with?
What?
A cloth that you would use...
Handkerchief?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what's a different kind that you would use to wipe the sweat off your brow, or you might tie it around your head? Did you call it a bandana?
Hmm?
A bandana?
Oh, yes, a bandana. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Now, the clothes that you use to work out in the garden, or clothes that somebody might use to work on the farm, do you know what those are called? Or is there like a...